thoughts on Minnesota and this, not only the team tomorrow night, but the rivalry overall?
Well, we haven't created a rivalry yet, you know, so, I mean, it's the potential. Everybody talks about it, so it'll get created probably through the media a little bit, but we need to establish ourselves as a team that wants to beat them, which is exactly what they're going to want to do, which will create the, you know, the rivalry. The other thing, too, is that our fan base goes down there a fair bit and voices their opinion, so that creates some anxiety in different parties, and I think that's healthy.
What have you seen from them? What are you keen on tomorrow night in order for your team to get a win?
Well, I don't think we need to worry too much about them right now, and that's no disrespect to them, but we have enough of our own situations that we have to try to get squared around, so we're going to be focusing on our game. We know what they do. We know how they play, and we know where we have to be better.
Well, your players have talked about wanting to be better, and you've had a chance to practice with them this week and emphasize some of the keys. Do you sense that there's a real eagerness to learn and to want to take on what you're teaching because they're looking for a way to be better?
Oh, sure. I like our group. I like our team, you know. We know where the areas are, and it was good that we got a couple of days of practice because it's been very busy right from the onset of training camp through. So I sense that our guys want to succeed and want to win, and they're not only words that they're talking about. They want to be helped, and they want to be successful. And I sense that in practice, and I sense that before when there's questions and all the way through. So I'm excited with this group.
What did you see from Matt Hollis, Chuck, during the preseason?
Well, he was good. He was a good, hard-working, honest player, very efficient player. Gives you what he has every day. You know, he's very reliable. Was a good penalty killer. You know, I think he's played well.
Any update on Chris Thorburn's lower to mid-range?
Well, I haven't talked to he's day-to-day right now. I haven't talked to the trainers today. I haven't had time to talk to the medical guys, but he's day-to-day until I get an update. I'll forward it on to you. You specifically.
Sure.
What's going to take for Hollis to get in this numbers game right now?
Well, he might be in, so let's just wait and see, you know, before you start writing articles about stuff, let's just wait and see, and then you can go and you can write one today if you'd like.